Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Paradise has come to an end, AB. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the season, the episode in particular?
The episode?
Choose your own adventure.
What do I feel about the season? It was... Okay. Bad by Paradise standards.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because the best thing they've ever produced was airing at the same time as it.
So I think it that had a big, that really blunted the effect of the finale. It was like, oh yeah, the Paradise finale. It was a secondary thought for me.
Yeah, what I just saw was great on Golden Bachelor. This.
Who cares about these?
Take it or leave it with these kids. Okay. So there's that. And then also, I didn't get the same feeling with any of these people. Even the people that got engaged, I just didn't have the same connection. And I don't know why that particularly was. I'm sure there's multiple reasons.
Sure.
I wouldn't say it was a dud of a cast, necessarily.
No, we had some good big names, some entertaining people. They just kind of left a while ago, most of them.
Yeah, it just wasn't the best of the seasons of The Bachelor in Paradise. Usually I end on a high note, but I didn't. I think we're, dragging this season to the end.
Yeah.
Especially this last 3 hours.
And it was a short season, too. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a shorter season.
Yeah. For me, it peaked when Will fell in the water on his day with Kylie. It started, the season started really good and then kind of got slowly more boring. And like you said, the final couple, give me a break with these final two couples.
The eight people that were still there, if you just look at them on the pyramid, there's just no...
I already talked to you last week.
The pyramid is dead at this point. There's just nobody we really care about left.
Yeah.
And we did 3 hours of it.
Well, should we get into the episode?
To answer your question, the season was fine. This episode was ass. That's how I'd answer that question.
I agree. And that's okay. It needs to be said. One third of this episode was a going in circles storyline.
Yeah.
That we all knew no progress
we all knew
was made.
I was ending. Yeah. And I had seen some off the air stuff before I'd watched. Had you? So yeah. I didn't care. Well, I cared
I didn't
about
watch
this
even
until
less. Saturday night. I was
yeah,
spoiled on
it.
Everything. Everything I was spoiled on.
I wasn't spoiled on anything except the Avon and Kylie stuff.
Well, when it aired on Thursday, and the credits rolled.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding. My phone
getting ticked.
getting Christina Mandrell and Braden messages. That was all over the place.
I knew about that, but Avon and Kylie. I didn't know about anything else.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Last week, Blake and Jess broke up. Blake left. Tyler and Mercedes broke up. Tyler left. Rachel left. Jess and Mercedes decided not to leave. They were apparently just waiting until someone kicked them out to leave.
I don't blame them. You can pry this paradise out of my cold, dead hands.
You're going to have to escort me out in handcuffs.
Okay. I'm not leaving. I'd be the same way. Mm. Oh, you're going to leave now? You have no, there's no, there's actually no other single people here. Are you going to leave? No, I'm not.
No.
Are you telling me I have to leave? If not, then no, I'm not leaving.
You can call my lawyer. I only want to hear it from you. Jess is sad because Blake's not around to compliment her outfits. Mm-hmm. Mercedes misses Tyler having Tyler around, even though he didn't compliment her outfits. That's where these two are at. Just
I
hanging
didn't care
around.
About her, really.
That's the old. What are you doing? Nothing. Hanging around. That's what these two are doing. Yeah. Just hanging around.
Who, me?
We're just here.
First, their toast was to staying strong no matter what life hands you.
Yeah, I'm not going super in detail on every moment this episode. I'll tell
yeah,
you that right
yeah.
now.
I'm just, yeah. I mean, my notes are piss poor.
I so took a I'm lot not of either. Notes. I took a lot of notes, then just went back and deleted a lot.
Scratched
just
them all. Yeah.
Space. First note of the episode, Kat and John Henry.
Hey.
Yeah.
First part of the episode, what are we doing? Just giving random people dates? What are these dates for? We're about to have dates anyways. We're about to have the fantasy suites. What are we doing with these dates?
The
killing time?
Killing time. They also didn't, when they went on their fantasy suite, spoiler alert, they didn't show the date portion of it.
I don't care. What was this for?
Well, we had to humanize this couple. This couple that up until this moment was yeah, a couple you were supposed to not like. Yep. And Kat, for the first time, was shed her hard exterior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this date seemed like it took place in a parallel universe or something. But even before Kat got into the serious stuff, she seemed like a different person here. She was just like calm and
yeah,
she had reasonable expectations for how this might end.
Mm-hmm. We got a nice Kat story that I hadn't heard before about her childhood and generational trauma, as she put it.
She moved out at 17. Lived in a group home.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, who are these people?
This couple's getting deep is what I wrote here.
Who's this couple? Yeah.
Who's this couple? What have you done with Kat and John Henry? The cutie patooties that just like canoodling in the hot tub. That's what their main thing was.
And destroying other... Keep in mind.
And destroying other relationships, obviously.
Kat is with John Henry out of spite for Olivia. This was like a revenge... hookup, John Henry, and now they are engaged.
It's anyway, a good reminder.
John Henry, after Kat shares that story, reveals that he had a period of depression. So maybe we can be through there for each other through life's ups and downs. This a nice exchange. It was just jarring yeah. to see from this couple.
That's what that you get reminded in this episode. Wow, these people have spent a lot of time together that we didn't see. We didn't see any of it.
Didn't see any of it.
We don't know anything about any of these relationships. Especially this one. And this showed to me that they're farther along than I
oh, yeah.
had they're known the real before deal. This episode. Yeah.
No spoilers, but spoilers. They are literally the strongest couple to come out of this season.
Well, yeah, they alluded to that on the awesome.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Where are they now? Yeah. That shit was awesome.
No matter how good or bad the season is, if you
that was great, they
do
nailed
a retrospective
that.
And put an 80s love song behind it,
yep.
Some rock ballad. It's like when a bad movie ends with a good credit scene song. I'm like, what was,
you
that,
think
movie?
Better,
was that better than I thought it was?
Good.
That was pretty
that
good
movie
season.
Is pretty good. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Jess and Tanner back on the beach try to get to know each other real quick before engagements.
Just real quick.
Just
do we have anything in common? No? All right.
No.
All right, let's just get out of here.
No. Next date card is for Aaron and Eliza.
They just don't understand what these dates
strongest
are for.
Strongest couple on the beach.
I really
are,
don't.
Are you... is this not normal? I don't know.
I don't remember these dates this close to the fantasy suite dates. What is the purpose?
Is it only because this was a 3-hour episode and this was basically
probably.
The last hour of a
this probably would
have been
the week... This would have been... Yeah. The week before, and I wouldn't have thought anything of it, but put all together,
feels
so they
weird.
Just gave them these dates, and then the next day, Jesse's like, hey, you got a date coming up, if you want one. This is a little weird.
How about Aaron and Eliza's date? In the sweat lodge, Aaron says he fears choosing someone who doesn't choose him back. Eliza hopes they choose one another.
He did say he prays for jubilant, everlasting love. I did note that. Mm-hmm. That was an interesting way to put something. I've never...
Thesaurus.com usage. Been there.
I did note that.
We finally get the moment where Aaron tells Eliza he's falling in love with her more and more every day, and Eliza finally reciprocates.
Mm-hmm.
She's falling for him, too. Apparently,
he also said,
place.
I see myself getting... My notes ain't too bad. I see myself getting down on one knee. He said that, too. That's the first mention of engagement by anyone, I think, on this season.
She asked him if he's serious, and... Do you know him?
You know,
of course he's serious.
Do you know Aaron? He's never said something that he doesn't mean.
Imagine Aaron talking about engagement and go, I'm just kidding around.
Just joking around.
No chance, of course. They kiss in hot tub. Successful date.
Mm-hmm.
At the beach, nighttime, there was an odd moment when Kat comes up to Jess to talk.
Yeah, what was going on there?
I have no clue what happened, what this was.
Weird reaction to talking to Kat. Kat just came to see how their day went, and they wouldn't talk to her.
It was mostly Jess. It was Jess wouldn't even make eye contact with her.
Is Jess no longer talking to anyone in relationships on the beach? Is that that's what I'm gathering here? Because even Mercedes was like, no, it's not you. It's just anyone that's having fun here.
That was so weird.
I didn't know what was going on. I needed more explanation.
We're led to believe that they are friends, and this was some sort of feud.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It may have been just because she was getting ready to break up with Tanner. So Tanner and Jess talk.
Yeah.
She gave him that rose after Blake left, but mostly because
just
he was comforting.
Not enough time.
It wasn't really...
They really didn't have enough time here.
He just wants to see her smile. She just wants to go home.
Don't really care about you smiling. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see you smile was not reciprocated. It was... No. I would like to leave.
Not with you.
Jess, in my opinion, classic putting too much weight on Paradise or the show. It's the only show like this where people leave in tears because they're not engaged. Jess is 24 years old. Like, more opportunities lie ahead, Jess. Yeah. It didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, the crying coming off of Golden Bachelor and the tears I saw there. Yeah, it didn't really. It doesn't land the same. I didn't care about this at all. And I also didn't care about the fake concern by the rest of the people on the beach. There were comments
hugs all around.
Wow. People were crying. They said, this is just a testament that anything can happen in paradise. It's like, what? Are you talking about the two people that had no relationship prior to yesterday broke up? Yeah, I'd say. That's not the wild things are happening on the beach right now.
That's what the go-to. I like when two people leave in one night and they go, wow, what is happening? Well, the
Anything
people barely
happen.
Know each
it's
other
like,
are leaving.
Yeah.
Because
you're
supposed to get engaged
about?
Tomorrow. That's all.
Tomorrow they're supposed to be getting engaged. These two couples don't know each other. So of course they're leaving. Yeah. They're acting like like randomly couples are breaking up.
What
now.
Is in the water down here wow. in paradise? Who saw this coming?
Everybody.
They were told to leave, more or less. Kylie and Avon.
People were crying because Jess was leaving.
I know. They're all leaving tomorrow.
You're all leaving. Most of you not together.
Kylie and Avon. Most Kylie scenes this episode, and there were plenty of them, maybe, were about...
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen her in a while, her and Avon.
We haven't seen them almost at all this season, yeah. Which made this really difficult for me to be invested in how this ended. Not only was it tough because I had a feeling how it ended. Yeah.
Well, what about the outside the
that doesn't help either. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even so, it's the only thing we see Kylie and Avon talk about this whole season was engagement. We didn't see them talk about anything else, and that's kind of how we like it when there's a serious couple. But at the same time, how's this story gonna end? I wasn't into it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
She asks him how he's feeling about possibility of getting engaged. She says, I'd rather go to the real world first, test it out there, leave together, get engaged out there. And she says, well, if it's not going to happen here, will you be ready for it out there?
I don't know.
Maybe. Well, that's what we're going to find out. That's what the real world's for.
The rest, the next hour is basically Avon isn't ready for engagement. Kylie has to have engagement. Will either of them budge?
Will they
is
budge?
The next hour of the show.
and they didn't even budge within that hour at any point.
It wasn't didn't budge. Nothing ended.
Everything was the same when it started as when
everything
it ended.
Was the exact same as when it started. We went through a whole wedding. We went through a bunch of other stuff, and we ended with Avon not budging, Kylie not budging, but Kylie saying, "Well, all right, we'll leave."
That is a recap of this episode.
Sad.
Yeah, the saddest leave together
in history. Yeah.
Avon did not realize she was that hung up on engagement. They must not have discussed that before they got there. They talked about everything else before they got there. Not this portion.
Yep.
Eventually, he leaves this conversation to go to sleep, and Kylie cries into the pillows.
Just the age-old paradise issue. One person wants to get engaged, and one doesn't. But this couple is boring also on top of things. Mm. So it's a bad situation that we've seen before.
There was some, like, ooh, moment when a couple of Avon under his breath things. Here he said it was always about a fucking ring. That was like, ooh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's something. And then that's kind of that, yeah. Anything else on that scene?
Nope.
Sad. Sad. Will Kylie and Avon get engaged? I don't know. New day in paradise. The next day. Strong couples.
I mean, the answer was no, right? We knew it. I didn't ever think Avon was going to be engaged. Did you? They're teasing it like he was going to switch his mind. He's like, this guy is not changing his mind. That's one thing I'm certain of.
No. And she
so
wasn't
either. She's going to, and they're going to leave together and be happy, or it's going to end poorly, and somehow neither of those things actually is what happened. She didn't cave, and they ended poorly.
Yeah, no, I never thought that. There was a scene later where he was like, you know, I put a lot of thought into it, and I've decided that I'm exactly where we were before. Like,
I'm still where I'm not getting engaged.
The next day in paradise, we have the following are strong couples, Aaron and Eliza, Kat and John Henry. This is my list, by the way. They didn't name all these. This is my list. Kat and John Henry. Sure. Olivia and Michael, I threw in there at the time.
Yeah, me too.
We'll get to that later. And then non-strong couples.
I thought there could be a, not engagement, but overnight.
I was certain there was. Yeah. I was stunned by there. We're jumping too far ahead. Non-strong couples, Kylie and Avon. On the rocks now, Mercedes and Jordan. If that's even an accurate couple, I believe Mercedes and Jordan are together at this point.
She gave him a rose, yeah.
Sam and Peter.
The mystery couple. Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
Is there a Canadian version of this entire season airing only in Canada where they're the stars? I would like to see that version of the show.
I mean, yeah, we knew nothing. We actually didn't know anything about any of these people. That's the real problem with the story. Somehow, Sam and Peter, we knew even less than we knew about Avon and Kylie and Aaron and Eliza. And maybe, that's saying something.
Maybe the Braden and Christina Mandrell, like, clip show video they posted on their Instagram, the 1 minute clips.
That shit was fire.
I know more about that couple.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pulling for them more than anyone, obviously.
I know more about what they are like than any of these couples.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I get
that. Yeah, and we're obviously pulling for that couple more than any of these couples.
I generally don't, like, follow couples. I don't care.
Oh, I'm following that one. Like,
that's
a hawk.
What you need that one to go through. You need it. Yeah. Kenny and Mari, surprise arrival. Everyone pretended to know who they are. I got some stats for you.
Let's hear them.
This is how quickly the show churns through contestants. Kenny and Mari got engaged on the season 2 seasons ago, 2021.
Yeah.
Not only were 0 people from this season there, only Blake Moynes was on a season that on any other cast member, this is going to be hard for me to say. Blake Moynes was on Clarentatious season. He's the only one from this season of Paradise who was on a season that had cast members on that season. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how there's no overlap. These people don't even 2 seasons
there's
ago
no
was
overlap.
A completely different group of seasons.
There's no connection between any of these people.
None. They don't have mutual acquaintances.
Where is Blake
and
Kenny?
Cast.
Were they on the same season? What was their deal?
They were both on Claire and Tayshia's, I believe.
Okay, so that, there's a connection there, but no one else here has any connection.
None.
To Blake or Kenny.
Yeah.
Because none of the people go that far back.
Blake was also on Katie's season.
Yeah.
Which was 2 years ago. And none of these people were on Katie's season from this cast. There's no overlap. This is a different world, Kenny and Mari, and this was 2 years ago. It's just weird to think about. They that's why Kenny and Mari were kind of acting weird, and Kenny was giving speeches as if he didn't know the people, and he doesn't.
He didn't know the people.
They're all strangers.
I don't know any of these people. Someone says they're fangirling right now about Kenny and Mari.
Who says that? Oh,
someone on here.
Yeah, yeah. Kat.
Maybe Kat.
Yeah, Olivia was like, oh, the big Kenny Mari.
Yeah, I think they were like, all just faking. None of you are.
No. They run down their paradise memories. Wouldn't have been together. Wouldn't have ended up together in real life if not for the issues they had in paradise. I must remind you, the issue was that Kenny and Demi
was in the boom boom room.
Went to the boom boom room.
Yeah,
mid Mari relationship. That was the issue they encountered. So this is an interesting little paradise spin.
Yep.
Mari announces they're having a wedding. That day, on the beach. What'd you think of this scene?
Kat says weddings are great because you get to celebrate someone else's love and also take a look at your own love. And I feel like that's not what weddings are about at all. What are you talking about?
Paradise-wise, they are. That's what it's all about.
That's not what weddings are about at all.
This one, the Taking only reason your is love. For that purpose, though.
That's true.
Make all these couples think about it.
Blake is here to be Kenny's best man. I noted Kylie's eyes lit up. Now that turned to be false hope and false, you know, getting duped by the producers. Really. They made it seem like there was a, and you made it seem like this too, actually.
I mean,
like there was some chemistry there.
It's just because they didn't hook up doesn't mean that she wasn't into him.
But even later when she went to talk to him, she talked about him like he was her. He was just her pal. She likes to talk to and dish about.
Maybe that's the case, but I didn't cook that up out of thin air. There were other characters on the shows.
Before they talked, the show was making it seem like Kylie was excited that he was there for a romantic situation, especially now that she's on the rocks with Avon. That's what the show made it seem like.
I think
so you're right.
I think Kylie came down for Avon. Because he's the hot Instagram prospect, Colin Cowherd, hot minor league prospects. He was Brandon Wood. And then he's not, you know, up to snuff. And then she gets down there. She's like, wait a second. She fell for Blake's charm.
Well,
she's got a better mental connection with Blake Moynes.
This could be a situation where after the show ends, friends become lovers. I'll say that.
Lovers and friends.
Exactly.
I hope not. Because I still am holding out hope for Blake to be a lead.
To be Bachelor in 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this was a nice scene, nice setting. They were a little too close to the beach. They had probably to do this in like 10 minutes. I feel like the tide was coming in. They had to, the waves were crashing up at their feet.
They were already married at this time, I assume?
I believe they recently got married. This was their first official marriage.
This was their first
marriage.
And
they had a celebration with a real one.
Wow, recently. Good for them.
Yeah.
So this was Rim's first official bachelor wedding.
I guess there could have been another one. This doesn't count. We both know that.
Yeah, I know.
This was a just.
Definitely doesn't count.
We just talked about how they didn't know anybody in attendance. This wasn't
That's
the same
true.
Thing. The reception was a rave party, I guess. I don't know if there's any association with the people involved, but they had neon clothes available.
I don't think they called it a reception. I don't think this was for Kenny and... I know, but I think they specifically... This wasn't about Kenny and
Mari.
Kenny and Mari at this point.
Hey, Kenny gave a speech.
That's true.
Saying,
hey, that's true.
I'm Kenny. If you want to talk
to
me, that's
my
name. Thanks for coming to my wedding. Mercedes reminds us that Kylie's worried about Ava not being ready for engagement because it's been... 90 seconds since we've discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the scene you mentioned. Kylie consults with Blake. Tells her to just follow through with what she came to do. I think, I'm not sure what that means. I think it means demand engagement. Set your standard.
Demand engagement. Yeah.
And if he doesn't meet it, leave. Aven talks with Kenny Amari. Kenny, I think, also encourages him to just do it, even if it doesn't feel right, was Kenny's advice.
That's what Kenny said.
Even if the timing is bad. I think you even should do
you,
it still.
Even if you know you got this awful feeling in the pit of your stomach. You should still probably do this. You don't want to ruin it.
Listen, I don't know you from Adam, but I think you should get engaged. Later, Kylie and Aven talk, and she's putting his feet to the fire. And this was...
Well, he's kind of right also, because he's like, hey, just so you know, it's really not that big a deal. It's not like you're getting... It's just engagement. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's not that big
a
deal.
Well, the elephant in the room for the viewers here, and the unspoken thing on the cast is...
The money.
You get the ring.
The ring.
This is the way you get the ring.
People are probably wondering... that have maybe just watched this show or that are listening to this, why is Kylie so dead set on getting engaged when Aven wants to have this relationship with her outside of... Well, if you're going to have the relationship and it's leading towards engagement, I would be fucking dead set on getting engaged too. Let me get this $100,000 ring and if we break up, it's whatever. But you can't go back and get the ring.
You can't go back. There's an incentive here that it does not exist in regular life, and it's like $50,000 incentive.
If you love me and you think there's a chance we could get engaged later, I don't want to get engaged in 4 months down the road to Aven, not on screen, and
with a ring that doesn't look like this,
not with the big ball and Neil Lang ring.
No, he'll get.
So unless you're talking about years down the road,
Neil Lang ring. Yeah,
yeah, you can give me a Neil Lang ring outside of here.
You don't want that.
So, if you love me and it's heading that direction, let's just get engaged right now. It's not that big a deal.
I don't know the rules anymore, but I feel like at some point it was, if you get engaged on the show, you get the ring. And you get to keep the ring if you stay together for a year or something. And if you break up, then you can do what you will with the ring, which is...
That's always been my... That's been my understanding as well.
Take it to the pawn shop.
There is an incentive, like you said, to get engaged if you are heading in that direction. Where you'd be dumb not to.
Yeah. But they don't say that on the show. So if you don't know that, you're watching this going like, Kylie's being completely irrational. And in a vacuum,
but she's
not. But on the show, it's like...
Aven's being irrational.
Yeah, Aven's...
Which is what I think Kenny was probably saying. It's not that big a deal.
Dude,
you probably should just do it. if you care about this person.
If they let you, all these couples should get engaged is how it should be viewed. Anyway, this was the moment where Aven said, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it. I like you. I want to be with you, but I'm not going to get engaged still at that spot.
I'm still not. I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah. Well, that was like pulling teeth getting him to say that, I think.
Yeah. We're going to have to wait. They're just on different wavelengths here.
Anything else on this? We're kind of another Kylie and Aven segment. Okay.
No. They're still at the exact same spot they started the episode with. Except now we've had multiple conversations about it, but we're still there.
Let's take a quick break and pick up right where we left off and be in the same place.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Next day, Mercedes and Jordan. She was going to talk to him last night, but she just decided to have fun with her friends instead. I'll break up with him in the morning. She saw Kylie and Aven, and she said, there's already a storyline with cameras around it. We don't need me to do this either. Like,
no.
They can wait.
I'm just going to have a good night. Yeah.
Wakes up, packs her stuff, says, Jordan, I have no attraction to you romantically, and off they go. Anything else there?
No, the people on the beach are really trying to salvage some of these stories. Because, like, they're talking around the breakfast table. They're like, Mercedes is going to go talk to him. He's got his bags packed. And then Candace Sam's like, man, I don't have a good feeling about this. It's like, no shit. She's going to break up with him. These what? People are just saying lines that they know are going to get picked up.
Yeah.
To make it seem like a bigger deal than it is.
This is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That every section of the episode, one or two contestants would tragically leave. Everyone would cry or be shocked until there was only one pure of heart boy left, Aaron B.
And his crook grandfather.
Here are the couples who are left. Kylie and Avon, Aaron and Eliza, Sam and Peter, Olivia and Michael, John, Henry, and Kat. Those are the couples who are around when Jess arrives and announces that paradise, as they know it, is over. So it's Jesse. Time for those. What did I call him?
You said Jess.
I call him Jess.
You call him Jess?
Jess. JP. He says, paradise is over. Time to have the talk. You either...
This is the talk I've been talking about for weeks.
Yep.
Hey, you guys need to decide if you want to do fantasy suites. Or you can leave right now if you don't want to. Together or not together. I don't care.
I don't think he presented leaving together as an option. It was either you're ready for fantasy suites or you end the relationship.
Well, people did leave together.
Of course, they always do.
Kind
of. But Jesse doesn't want that to be available to you. He'd rather you break up. Let's get to the couple talks. Riveting television, these. Aaron and Eliza.
They barely even showed us anything here.
They barely showed us this one. You know, Eliza doesn't talk much when Aaron and Eliza are talking. And I think she uses a different voice with Aaron. Then she does. Then her real voice. That's.
Are
what
you saying
I,
wrong reasons, Eliza?
I'm not
fake
saying wrong
Eliza?
Reasons. She uses a babyish voice when she's talking with Eliza, or when she's talking with Aaron. Aaron will say like, "Oh my gosh, I love you so much." She goes, he'll say something nice, and then she'll go, "Oh, me?" That kind of thing, and then that's it. Later during their overnight date, they were interspersing her and him talking with her talking to the camera, and it was a different voice.
A different voice. You're saying.
It was a normal voice is how I would classify it.
Noted.
It just seemed like I just have always wondered if Eliza actually likes Aaron that much or if she loves
the idea of getting engaged on the show.
The happy ending on Paradise, because now no one's talking about the Eliza love triangle. That's a forgotten thing.
That's a good good note there.
I wouldn't call it wrong reasons. No one's here for the right reasons, really. So it's just...
Except Aaron.
Except Aaron, to his detriment.
And Braden. I think Braden. Yeah,
well, I would definitely say that as well. So they decide to go to Fantasy Suites. Kylie and Avon up next. What did you think of this conversation?
Kylie brings up an interesting
point. It was a very interesting point.
This is a very interesting thing that I had not thought about. You were willing to get engaged and ready to do Fantasy Suites with Rachel. Who you spent way less time with.
Way
so
less
what's
time.
The difference? That was like a year ago. 2 years ago. Whatever it was. That wasn't that long ago. Mm-mm. Why aren't you ready with me now? Very interesting.
Extremely compelling.
It's Avon, at that point, knows he's stuck. He's got no good answer.
No.
Let me just cut to the chase.
Get the cameras.
Are you
going to
break up with? Are you going to break up with me if we don't get engaged? Let's just. I'm not going to answer that question. But
you can't. It's an unanswerable
question.
There's
nothing you can say. There's nothing you can say. He was stuck.
She absolutely cornered him on that one.
Cornered him.
Cornered.
You were willing to get engaged to Rachel, and you went to the fantasy suites, and we've spent a lot more time than those. Mm-hmm. So what's changed? Do you never want to get married? So it seemed like you wanted to get married back then.
It is now a fair question, yeah.
It seemed like you wanted to get married back then to Rachel.
So either you were lying then with Rachel and that and those implications.
Or you don't see it with me now.
Yeah.
Because you did want it back then. So why don't you want it now?
Well, I think the obvious answer is he didn't want it back then.
He didn't want it then.
Everyone, you know.
He didn't want it then, yeah.
No.
And he doesn't want it now.
I think that too. Yeah.
I don't think he wants marriage at all, ever.
Interestingly, that was the reason Blake gave for breaking up with Jess is I spent more time with Katie. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the same way about you that I did with her. So,
yep.
And yet Kylie begrudgingly agrees to leave with him. Unengaged.
That was crazy. That was crazy. Avon asks, if we don't get engaged, are we done? And she begrudgingly agrees to do it.
This was more sad than a breakup. This was a sad leave together.
They're leaving together. They hop in the car together and she is almost in tears and he's pleading with her to trust him, which is funny
interesting. Which is
another interesting tidbit considering what we know after the show went up.
They left in distress. They were basically in a fight.
He says he's got a plan and they're going to figure it out. She's almost crying.
Well,
never seen a couple leave sadder together. Never.
No.
Very funny. I was laughing. They take a death march
Fine,
as they're leaving
go.
Together.
He goes, are you ready? And she's like, I have no choice. Let's just
do it.
It was so funny. As we know now, the headlines have revealed that I think the day or after or the day that this aired, they posted.
Oh, I don't know the details. I just saw the. Oh.
Well, they posted like we're still a happy couple. No, they posted photos that were like.
Oh, really?
Professional engagement photos. And it was like, we're still together, you know, living life. Which is strange to begin with. They were not engaged. They were like.
Why'd
engaged.
They do that then?
I don't know. And then I imagine once those were posted, the next day, Kylie posted that.
Who posted those? Bachelor?
I think they both did. To their accounts.
So why did they post the we're happy together post?
Because they were. And then, what happened was after she posted that, a bunch of whoever Avon cheated on her with messaged her and said,
gotcha. Okay, I'm
fine. By the way, I've been hooking up with him this whole time, is my guess. And then she goes,
obviously what happened.
He's cheating on me. We're broken up. Post.
Yeah, we broke up now.
And then the next day, Avon posts something that's like, yeah, I'm a cheater. What do you want me to say? And that's the end of
the timeline's
this couple.
even a little different. So are we going to get engaged? Aren't we? The whole season.
Yeah.
We're really a strong couple. Right towards the end, we aren't strong. There's no way this lasts. Yeah. Right after the episode airs, wow, we did it. We're still here. We survived.
In the face of all
you guys
that,
thought
yeah,
you guys thought after that episode we wouldn't be together right now, but we are together. And then a day later,
tragedy.
We're not together. Avon cheated on me.
Plural infidelities. And really, Avon was. People wanted Avon to be the Bachelor. He had a sterling reputation, and now he comes.
He's gonna have to come back again.
Either that or just fade away because he came down to Paradise, was boring in Paradise. I suspected him and Kylie coming down. And then this whole storyline from this episode and what happened after is like.
You can't be boring and win America back.
No.
If Avon shows up and he's just the same old Avon and he has the same type of relationship, it's not going to win. It's not going to do any image rehab for him. But I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to get an Avon. Maybe not. Maybe he just fades into, yeah, you're probably right. Maybe.
They
it's tough to come
fast.
Back from an off-screen cheating thing.
Yeah.
That's tough to come back from in the franchise.
I agree.
That's tough.
Pilot Peter and Sam. He thinks they're ready for the next step. She doesn't feel the same way. Quote, really at all. She says, I'm not into this romantically, really at all.
She said she wants an intense, unwavering love. It doesn't feel right to continue this relationship really at all. LMAO, LOL.
I really
That's
wish
what I wrote. That's what I wrote here.
She tears up because they had a good time together. They had a good connection.
Yeah. Of course.
I liked Peter Tumblebrag in the car that he got invited to 12 weddings this year.
You know, I got to say, no big deal. I've just recently watched that movie he's talking about. He's doing a movie plot. That didn't actually happen to him.
What movie is it?
I can't remember what it's called. It's the
Wedding Crashers?
No, it's similar to Wedding Crashers, but it's a different
dresses?
One. No, it's similar to that too. There, it's a newer movie than that. There is a, you know,
the
it's pretty
year?
Good.
The Wedding Year?
It might be Wedding Year. It's these two people that decide
Sarah
to go
Highland?
To all these weddings together. No. Well, is it?
I've never even heard of this movie.
Is it Sarah Hyland?
Sarah Hyland and the dude from
Hold up, maybe
the Chris
it
Rock
is.
Show.
No, it is that one. Yep.
And Abbott Elementary. It's Sarah Hyland. Okay.
Yeah, Abbott Elementary guy. So those two are invited to a bunch of weddings. They're I don't even think they're really friends, but then they decide to go to the weddings together.
I like that.
To save money on the hotels and stuff. It's a pretty good movie.
I like that concept. Very much like that concept.
Pretty good cast. Pretty good movie. But that's what he's describing. This isn't true.
You're telling me you don't think he got invited to 12 weddings this year?
I don't think he got invited to 12 weddings. That's what I'm telling you.
Peter could have hooked up with a bunch of chicks this year, and instead he wasted it in Paris.
That was a humble, humble brag.
You had no idea. They were throwing themselves at me, but I was getting ready to come film. Olivia and Michael. This was the only true surprise of the episode for me. This shocked me. She starts their conversation with him by revealing she has real feelings, not just Olivia having fun, but like, I actually like you. And she's scared because she isn't certain that he feels the same way. And then Michael, with a solemn look on his face, says he doesn't want to give her false hope.
Yeah, I felt bad for Olivia, but we didn't see much of this couple after they became a couple. So I didn't break my heart or anything. She just had a tough season, I guess.
If they had another week or two,
I don't know if that was the problem, though. I don't think he was interested anymore. Was he?
That's what took me by surprise. I thought he was doing a bit. I thought he was going to like...
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to zag. I thought he was joking.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to give any false hope.
It was so serious. I just was taken aback by this.
It's always surprising when they don't even give it a chance outside of here. That's disappointing. Why don't you just give it a chance? You could just break up tomorrow and leave in a good note. Why wouldn't you want to leave Paradise as one of the positive stories if you can? I don't understand where his head's at.
Perhaps it is to give Olivia... this was a hopeful closing edit for Olivia. She got a hopeful song. She was sent off in a positive, sympathetic way. Anyway, off Olivia goes, off Michael goes. Off Michael goes, never to be seen again, I think I can probably confidently say.
Olivia's probably the MVP of the season. I'll give her that as she leaves out the door. She carried episodes at a time. Never was really irrelevant. Your big stars had irrelevant episodes. She always found she was the voice of the season, I would say.
She was always in the mix. When her storylines were not going on.
Providing entertainment.
You throw Kat in there. I know Kat's
Kat too.
Someone you're not supposed to like.
No, Kat was entertaining to finish too. Yeah.
Remaining couples, Aaron and Eliza, John Henry and Kat. John Henry and Kat are in the final two.
We should have done an awards, NBA awards style thing. Now that I've said the MVP, you'd have MVP, you'd have, biggest up and comer, most improved,
defensive player of the year,
coach of the year. You'd have it all.
Offensive player of the year.
We'd send it out. We send out an informal poll.
Put it up for next season. If there is a next season.
Yeah.
John Henry and Kat begin the final two. Is like when Gabler got in the final two of that one season of Survivor, and we didn't get it, and then he won. And he was the best player
exactly
all along.
That's exactly what this is like. That's exactly what that's like. Makes you question, like, did I know what was going on?
Am I an idiot? I didn't understand any of this. Kat and John Henry date is straight to the overnight. Mm-hmm. No date shown. They go to the couch. Couldn't be happier. He wants to be with her outside of Paradise. No specific engagement talk, but they're happy and they kiss.
I thought
suite.
John Henry looked exhausted and riddled with sunburn. Did you think the same thing?
He did look a little concerned by him. You're a little burnt. Anything of substance about there?
No, that's all I could know. Wow, this guy looks like he's having a tough time tonight.
He's wiped.
This guy's wiped. Yeah. The sun has really sucked the life out of him.
Sapped him of energy. Yeah. Aaron and Eliza. This man is in love. You can tell by how excited he sounds when he talks. Says, Eliza, I'm in love with you. Eliza did reciprocate. She said she wouldn't be here if she didn't feel the same way about Aaron. And to the camera, she says she's gotten to the point where she's in love with him. Very romantic phrasing. Aaron has grinded me down with consistency.
In my breakfast.
And toast. And I guess I love him now. It just, this scene just didn't get me hyped up for their potential engagement one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So the two fantasy suites conclude, and I'm not like, ooh, I wonder who gets engaged. I'm just, the season petered to the end.
It really did.
It petered out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're 2 hours in at this point. I didn't give a fuck what they were doing.
I was being ground down
suite.
As well, yeah.
I didn't care.
Aaron almost saved it with his extraordinarily Aaron scene the morning after. He says, top of the morning. and then he talks about envisioning them waking up, going to work. He's going to make her breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Enough with the breakfast. Just
well,
enough.
We're not even close to done with the breakfast.
No, not even close. I'm just saying I'm tired of it.
This season needed after the final rose, where they're on the hot seat, and then he goes, just 1 second, babe. And then he goes out
and
in the back out the and brings out breakfast. The breakfast, and she's like, I'm not hungry. It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
We're over.
That would be a hell of a way to break up. She's nervous about getting engaged still, even after the overnight, and he is certain that he's going to propose, regardless of her feelings about it. Jesse, lavender linen. Luxury.
Looking good.
Liza comes down, meets Aaron at proposal point. What did you make of Aaron's speech?
Well, I brought up breakfast again. Yeah.
How Aaron was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's extraordinarily Aaron. He mentions 10. That he talked... It's 10. It was 10, exactly what I expected.
It's 10 Aarons.
Of course he talked to her mom for 15 minutes.
Of course.
He brags about the time that he spent on the phone. The weird amount... It was very weird. I thought overall it was weird, which is on brand.
Exactly. When he said 15 minutes, about, he said yeah, 15 minutes like...
That, I'm glad you caught that too. That was weird.
Like, we went above
he
and
said
beyond.
Like you
15
for
minutes
hours.
Was like, yeah, 15 minutes was like, it's 13 minutes more than we needed.
You wouldn't believe it, babe.
We just
15
kept
minutes.
Going.
I found, and then he's talking about how they love her or all this. It's like, what are you talking about? You just said you talked to her for 15 minutes. I assume your relationship was the main thing, not what they feel about their daughter, but
he ran out of things.
It was weird.
But he started by saying, I'm going to be so for real. And that's how you knew he was for real. And that wasn't a joke. I loved it.
Yep.
And then he gets on one knee and proposes. With the big Neil Lane ring. And she says yes.
She says yes. Yeah.
Happy couple.
Good for them.
Wish them well.
Yeah. Yeah, wish them well.
Would you rather they stay together and happily ever after never come back to the show, or they break up and Aaron comes back? Followed by Eliza halfway through the season. Think for yourself what you want.
I think I'd want them to stay together.
Okay. Yeah, I do too.
I think I want them to stay together. Yeah.
I'm not cutting a second of the time you spent thinking about that. That was real thought going into your answer.
It took a while. You know, I really thought I would like to have him back. But no, I think I'd rather him... Because he'll still be here, I think.
They'll get married on the beach.
He's a good character here.
I like him.
I've grown to like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd prefer his story in this franchise be one of dead serious love that lasts.
Scary, solemn love. Ken John Henry, morning after. The night showed her who he is.
Exactly the time they needed.
She sees John Henry now as the father of her children.
Okay.
John Henry says everything with Kat is perfect, maybe too perfect.
His gut is telling him not to get engaged, but his heart is telling him.
No,
right?
Flip him.
No,
flip
no, him. I think that's what he said.
No, he's a long time gut man.
I know.
And his gut is telling him not to.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No, his gut is telling him to.
No, his gut is telling him to not get engaged. Yeah, his heart is telling him to get engaged. If I didn't say that properly, that's what he means. Said,
now that I think about it, that's probably what you started with. Okay. I was just really ready to flip it.
I need you to understand.
You're right, though.
Listeners out there, John Henry, his gut tells him, he always follows his gut, first of all. That's the first thing you need to realize if you didn't watch this season. John Henry follows his gut, okay? Now, his heart is telling him to get engaged. His gut is telling him not to get engaged, okay? He usually follows his gut.
That's all accurate.
That's it. That's...
Will John Henry follow his gut when he gets down to proposal point?
Now, his gut hasn't led to marriage before, so maybe...
Well...
Maybe it's time to follow the heart. Something to think about.
Kat's speech was about her bumpy ride in paradise that changed when John Henry entered the picture.
I thought this was a very nice speech by Kat.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't take many notes about
either.
It. She loves him and wants to be
confessed
with him
her love. Yeah.
This
spent
was a
forever
Kat,
with him.
Kat woke up when they started filming this episode and was like, I'm just going to be nice and cool today. I'm going to be different than what I have been. It's going to be great. John Henry gave a speech. He says, I'm a gut man. Duh. Chewing on a big straw.
He's got straw.
And he's like, you know me, babe. I'm a gut man.
Pah, tink.
Yeah, he's in a saloon, old timey. Want to be with you. But he decided to follow his heart this time.
Just a little fake out. A little fake out, a little gut heart fake out. No big deal.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Well done.
He proposes. She accepts. What a couple.
Yeah.
What a season. Both couples celebrate together.
Kat and John Henry, a little interesting funny note I thought was they kind of pretend like they were on Bachelor Bachelorette and they're saying stuff like, it feels so good to be able to say I love you now. It's like, you guys could have said
that, was
that
so
all
weird.
Along. What are you guys talking about? You're not on The Bachelor.
Finally, we can reveal to
everyone. Nobody was stopping
you.
Yeah, I can say it all the time now. Finally, it feels so good to be able to finally say this. It's like, what? Why didn't you two say that already? I don't know.
Maybe they planned. Maybe they had been together before and they came down secretly together.
That's
now they can admit it. You know, they're not admitting it. They're just saying they love each other. That was weird.
That's what they say after The Bachelor. Wow. It feels so good to finally admit that I love you. Cause I couldn't say it. Cause I was The Bachelor. I couldn't say it because I was The Bachelorette. That's what that was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Strange.
Very strange from both of them.
The retrospective was great, as we discussed. The Where Are They Now portion was also great. A Golden Bachelor dig at Blake was funny. I burst out laughing when it said Rachel doesn't want anything to do with this Where Are You Now montage. And the big reveal, of course, was Brayden dating Christina Mandrell. And that scene included clips of the three of them with her daughter.
Yep.
If you haven't seen them yet, I imagine everyone listening has seen these videos that they posted to their Instagram.
It was great.
An adorable couple. Not unexpectedly, this is a fun couple.
Well, you probably have my favorite guy and my favorite girl from the last couple years.
Recent memory, yeah.
Yeah, together.
Hopefully
making
forever.
Cute videos. Christina Mandrell's on a big TikTok person, too, so this is really working out for me.
Yeah.
Now, I wish they would have both... I don't get why... Why wasn't she just there? I don't...
She's got a kid. You know,
that's true. Maybe it just didn't work out.
Timing didn't work out.
You got to cut the check. Whatever you needed to do to get this story,
of course.
This story was there. That story could have been something that rivals Golden Bachelor. Okay. That's the story you needed this season.
I almost like that they weren't there together. Obviously, I wanted them both there individually.
We'll never see Christina Mandrell again, though. That's unfortunate.
I know. That actually is.
You can't like
that. And maybe
that.
Not even Brayden again. Actually, this is,
we'll never see
it,
either
is the worst
them.
Possible development.
This is
for
terrible.
Us.
I don't know what you're talking
We're
about.
Never going to see either of these two on TV.
Oh, wait.
Again.
So my favorite two people are together now, right after Paradise, and didn't meet on Paradise in front of my eyes? Oh, this is my nightmare.
Maybe Brayden can host Claim to Fame, since he now has a Claim to Fame, being together with Christina Mandrell, who has some other claim to fame. I'm not
I wouldn't
aware of.
Mind that couple just being the next power reality host couple.
Get the Lachey's out of here.
JoJo. Yeah, get the Lachey's out of here. They aren't doing it for me anymore. JoJo and Jordan still are. But we need another. And I think this couple might be it.
There were also updates from on other couples from Paradise who got married or engaged or had other some life event this year. Dean and Caitlin, married. Joe and Serena, married. Hannah and Dylan, married. Abigail and Noah, engaged. Kevin and Astrid, second kid. Ashley and Jared, I think another kid. I don't know. Jaden Tanner.
Know there.
Maybe they, I don't know. Raven and Adam. Jesse and his wife are expecting as well. I think this was I like this, of course, but this was also, hey, sorry that none of these people are serious this season.
None of these people are going to work out.
Don't forget about these good couples.
This works.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to show to us.
That's what they're trying to show us. I don't know. Yeah. If they keep cutting the filming time down, I don't know if it will. Before we get to the mailbag, the other thing I need desperately is for this show to get back to airing in the summer.
What are we doing here? I just don't understand.
I love the montage, but I don't like watching it with flurries outside.
No.
I need this to be summer.
Record this in May, and let's get this show on the road in July at the latest.
I would not be surprised if there are major changes or if they skip a year, honestly, because there's definitely a Golden Bachelorette coming. I just, if something falls by the wayside, I think it will be this for a brief period. And if that means they get back on the summer schedule and wait till 2025, I'm okay with it.
I would rather them just skip Joey's season. I know you've already filmed it and everything, but I need Bachelor in Paradise to keep going. It's okay. The only thing that keeps me going.
Are you anti-Joey? That's going to be perceived as AB doesn't like Joey.
Well, let me tell you, whenever I see him, I think, oh yeah, he's the Bachelor.
You have forgotten multiple times that his season is up next.
That's what goes through my mind is, oh man, okay, he's the Bachelor. So I wouldn't say I'm pro Joey.
Indifferent.
I don't have my hopes up. I'll say that for his season.
I think it'll be
being entertaining.
Be pretty good. It doesn't matter. Again, for the millionth
time,
it's about the ladies.
Yeah.
The mailbag. We had some reaction to the season.
You will be surprised to know, I watched the what's coming up in Joey's season. Something never before seen.
I heard that. I put the laptop in front of
you. Will be surprised to hear that.
And Jesse sounded sincere about that.
He did sound sincere. I trust Jesse. If Chris Harrison said that, I would say whatever. But Jesse, he said we're going to see something we've never seen before. Okay.
Mailbag. This is from the 206 area code. The more I think about it, the more annoyed I am by Aaron's proposal.
Is this someone else?
206 area code. No. I wasn't annoyed by that. That was exactly what I expected.
It was Aaron.
He talked about Eliza's beauty and her breakfast. That's it. Did they literally never have a conversation? No shared values or even jokes? Parenthetically,
well,
no, neither. No. Definitely no jokes.
It's not fucking joke.
No. Shared values, that was interesting. I don't know. I don't know if they have shared values. Did he just stare at her and watch her eat and decide that was love? I'm sorry to see they're having issues, but I'm 0% surprised. I don't know much about Eliza's personality, but there just didn't seem like any foundation to the relationship whatsoever. Thank you, 206. I kind of agree. Begrudgingly, I agree. Hope for the best, though. Any comments on that, AB?
Nope. Hoping for the best.
Bridget from Iowa. In my opinion, I think Kylie was acting desperate about the engagement because she was trying to get that free engagement ring. And also trying to get even into the fantasy suite off camera to tell him, hey, dummy, we want a free $50,000 ring if we get engaged now versus a year from now. We get a free $50,000 ring. With that said, it was pretty cringe to watch no matter what her motive was. And if he's not ready, he's not ready. Thank you, Bridget.
We're Team Kylie here in terms of getting the ring.
Get the money. Yeah.
Team Kylie.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
For Avon.
Maybe she'll get one next year, that cash next year, but it's a long time to wait. Aaron from Texas.
Do you want any of these people back?
Yeah, a lot of the people who left. I didn't mind Sean. Ken Doll Sean. I thought he was like a good Paradise character to have.
I agree.
I need Will back, but I don't think we will. He was chewed up and discarded.
Yeah.
Olivia will probably be back by popular demand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Blake back. Blake, bachelor or bust for Blake Moynes for me.
Well, he didn't do anything this season.
No, he's
entertainment was gone.
Entertainment's gone.
Yeah.
760 area code. Jumping back a few questions of the week to how to make Paradise better. Replace Wells with Braden.
Yeah.
My wife and I had the same thought you both did a few episodes ago. Wells has kind of aged out of this new generation of contestants, and Braden would bring some much-needed chaos on the regular. He'd enable everyone's worst impulses, urging them to, quote, just take their shot. His earnest wisdom, in quotes, would plant well-meaning seeds of chaos all around. Hell,
just take your shot, it's gold.
Give him a one-shot rose to save a favorite contestant. I love that idea. Plus, he'd be making up specialty drinks on the fly while his garish outfits would get more and more outrageous. I can see him shaking up Michael Scott's One of Everything, complete with Splenda packets, and joining the cast in a round of shots. Thank you, 760.
I'll do you one better. I just have the couple.
Yeah, might as well at this point.
Braden and Christina Mandrell. Yeah. Dual bartenders.
I feel a little bad for Wells because he clearly took the bartending job as a stepping stone to eventually hosting.
Now he's stuck.
Now he's
There's
stuck.
Nowhere to
he
go.
Is blocked. Jesse is not going anywhere, nor should he. Wells will never host this show. I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Now he's stuck. He needs to leave to try to be a host. He wants to be a host, obviously, of reality television.
Yeah.
Just you gotta spread your wings.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they keep coming up with crazy spinoffs.
It's not going to be him.
Jesse has first crack.
It's Jesse. Yeah. Jesse ain't going anywhere for 40 years.
Jesse's the best reality TV host of all time. You don't see that? Well, anybody listening? Quick special recognition to 917 area code who sent us a Bachelor in Paradise success chart way back in season 3. It is now season 9. They were trying to convince us to recap Paradise at that point.
Because it's more successful?
Because of the success rate. And look at us now. Here we are, upset that there aren't more married engaged couples from this season. Do you have any Paradise updates, AB?
Pyramid? No.
Pyramid? Sorry.
No. No. We'll try to build it back for next year. We'll try.
Yeah,
it's been demolished. It's been devastated by a natural disaster. Hopefully it's back next year. I assume it will be.
Oh, you mean the show? And the pyramid.
No, the pyramid. Hopefully we get some some people to make we have enough tears.
Well, that's all we have then. Thanks for listening all season. Thanks for showing us your Spotify Wrapped stats the other day.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people who fall asleep with us in their ears, getting the numbers up. We are off until Joey's season. AB can't wait. January 22nd, the J-Man comes into town. A lot of tennis talk. It's been a while since they've had a non-football player, Bachelor. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's nice.
The Golden Wedding is January 4th. I do not expect we'll do a recap of someone else's wedding, but we'll see. I can be convinced.
You just got to see what it is.
We'll see. I'm not promising anything about that. We are currently recapping House of Villains at patreon.com/RimandAB, and AB is reviewing dozens of Hallmark holiday movies. Dozens.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that the most recent episode is actually free and unlocked.
I've heard that too.
That's what people are saying.
So it might be worth checking out.
Yeah. Bachelor headline of the week, Avon cheated on Kylie. And that's all we have. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.